I'm John.
I'm Eugene.
And we're here once again in our continuing series of videos on Chinese furniture. Today we're talking about the next two most commonly used woods in Chinese furniture. You recall that there were three woods that were originally used most frequently throughout the countryside: elm, poplar, and cypress. In another video, we talked about elm. Today we're going to talk about poplar and cypress. Behind me is a poplar table. Eugene, why don't you talk about the characteristics of poplar as wood?
Sure. This altar table was stained in dark black color before, but from the faded part, we can tell this is a poplar wood, because poplar is type of wood that doesn't have predominant wood grain. It looks like just a one flat piece of wood with no grain, or the wood grain is so dense you cannot tell that much. Again, this is a softer wood. It's lighter in weight as well.
And the other thing that I would just add to that is that this Chinese poplar is unlike American poplar in that it does not have the greenish cast to it that so much American poplar has. The next piece we're going to talk about is cypress. And Eugene, would you please tell us the predominant characteristics of cypress?
Sure. Cypress wood is soft wood, again, softer than elm. It's lighter in weight as well. And from wood grain, it looks similar to elm, but not quite. It has the wood grain that, looks to me, they're like layers. And one layer is slightly higher than the other. It's more like the mountain map. You can see from the center point is higher, the highest, and a little lower, just circle by circle. And cypress has a lot of knots. And this is a typical character that it has, to tell this is not elm.
To me, when you look at cypress, it resembles American pine very closely. So, this concludes our series on the woods used in Chinese antique furniture: elm, poplar, and cypress. Thanks so much for watching, and be sure to see our other videos.
Thank you.